The Bellarmine Forum presents Footnote: Catholic Insights from the Culture Wars. Here's your host, Christopher Mannion.
In recent weeks, several bishops across the country have urged their flocks to pay special attention to Catholic moral teaching when they vote in the coming elections. Vote according to your conscience, they say, but make sure that your conscience is properly informed. Happily, our shepherds are finally spelling out just what an informed conscience is. Take Bishop David Kagan of Bismarck. A properly formed Catholic conscience will never contradict the Church's teachings in matters of faith and morals, he wrote this week. Now that seems pretty straightforward. After all, Catholics affirm every Sunday that they believe in the Holy Catholic Church. But the creed seems to bother today's professional dissenters. I call them the comfortable Catholics. The comfortable Catholics insist on deciding for themselves what church teachings are. Now, normal people would say, hey, isn't that why Luther left the church? But the comfies aren't normal. If they couldn't call themselves Catholics, why, nobody'd pay any attention to them, especially the media. And the media love the comfies because the media, to their eternal shame, hate Holy Mother Church. The comfies have made a deal with the media. They give the media a bitter stream of dissent, and the media give them glowing reviews. At the Casual Catholic Distorter, one of the comfies' favorite watering holes, we found an offended comfy pouting to his pals about Bishop Kagan this week. Kagan, notice that the comfies resent the bishop's title. It's so patriarchal. Kagan zeroes in on social issues with no mention of poverty, economic justice, immigration, peace in the world, or human rights. Right you are, comfy. Good Catholics can disagree on approaches to those political issues, and they do. Just ask Joe Biden. But good Catholics cannot deny magisterial truths at their leisure. And what are those magisterial truths? Bishop Kagan spells it out. Intrinsically evil actions must always be rejected and opposed and must never be supported. They include abortion, euthanasia, embryonic stem cell research, and not recognizing the unique and special role of marriage as the union of one man and one woman. No wonder the comfies are upset. The comfy Catholic lives most of his life standing on his head. For him, the church's magisterium is optional. What's mandatory is the comfy's personal political agenda. Bishop Kagan begs to differ. The Catholic Church's teachings are the means for us to properly form our consciences so that we seek always what is true and good. But the comfy disagrees. He wants to form his own conscience, and his starting point says that the church is wrong. Comfies can form their conscience to their lifestyle, not vice versa, and they find that conditioned to be quite comfortable, as long as they get to be called good Catholics too. I've always wondered, why do they bother? If they're popular with the media, who cares what those old men in Rome say? Why do they care? Because the hound of heaven is after them. God loves them. He wants them back. And they can't stand it. Holy Mother Church has made it clear. A conscience not anchored in Catholic truth is simply not Catholic. It might be an unformed conscience, or it might be an informed conscience in outright rebellion against the truth, driven by some dominant passion or sexual appetite. Or it might just be spiritual sloth, which is a deadly sin for a good reason. The devil works in multifarious ways. So how do the comfies respond when they're exposed? They change the subject. They throw a tantrum, and then these charlatans who claim to detest power and money threaten the church with power and money. We'll report you to our pals in the government, they fume, and they'll sick the Internal Revenue Service on you. Ha ha, those Christians, how they love one another. More on that next week. This is Christopher Mannion. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Footnote, Catholic Insights from the Culture Wars. Footnote is brought to you by the Bellarmine Forum. Copyright 2012, the Bellarmine Forum, all rights reserved.